The theater opened its doors in 1930. It held strong for decades, but suffered water damage in the 1990s after the city failed to shut off water to the building. These damages and the subsequent legal battle led to the theater closing its doors in 2008. Eastern Regional Director for Indiana Landmarks, Brittany Miller, says the endangered landmarks list is intended to remind people of locations that need help and attention.
And we think, oh, somebody else is taking care of that. I know it's an issue, but somebody else has it. So we get in our patterns, and the 10 most endangered list, I think, really kind of makes people stop and think, say, okay, I thought somebody didn't need help with this project, but maybe they do.
An entertainment company had plans to restore the theater back in 2018. After the legal dispute with the city of Anderson, the project was never completed. The city purchased the theater in 2019 for the price of $127,500. Anderson city officials did not return multiple requests for comment, but officials told the Herald Bulletin that Anderson has no plans to develop or restore the theater themselves, hoping a buyer comes along. In Anderson, Thomas Olette, IPR News.